Now here for 1 year in Berlin, and the German Bundestag is now talking about reforming the European Copyright Directive reform. So they do a second try to establish EUCD, which mostly based on DMCA. And if you would have the chance to talk to German politicians, what would you say to them about thinking about copyright politics?
Well, I think the most important thing for politicians around the world is to think practically about copyright rather than religiously. There's a kind of attitude around intellectual property, which I think of as the religious attitude, that thinks about intellectual property as an end in itself, as something we should perfect or protect, regardless of its consequences for creativity or economic development. You know, it's as if you were you had a project to promote the production of hammers, never asking the question, what are we using hammers for? Right? What is the objective of hammers? And that's the question we need to ask with intellectual property. It is a tool that that societies produce in order to create incentives for people to produce great creative work. And the test for whether the tool is working is whether it's actually creating more incentives or whether it's creating more burdens on the creative process. And there are many contexts in which intellectual property right now is producing more harm than good, producing more burdens on the opportunity for people to produce or create or spread creativity than it's producing incentives. I mean, the simplest example is the practice of governments to extend the term of copyrights. Now, you know, we can have an argument about whether it ever makes sense to extend the term of copyrights. I don't think it ever makes sense to extend the term of an existing copyright, because the whole purpose of copyright is to create an incentive to produce. And the one thing we know about works that have already been produced is you can't do anything to change the incentives to produce them. They've already been produced. No matter what we do, George Gershwin will not produce anything more. Elvis Presley will not produce anything more. But put that debate aside for a second. The biggest mistake the governments have been making is they extend the term of copyright indiscriminately. So they say, we're going to change the term from 50 years to 70 years, for example. Europe, in Britain right now, there's a debate around recordings. Should we extend from 50 years to 95 years? They want to extend it indiscriminately, not asking the question whether particular recordings that are valuable, like the work of Elvis Presley or the Beatles, should be extended. Instead, they ask the question, should we just extend the term indiscriminately? Well, when you extend the term indiscriminately, even though maybe 2% of that work has a continuing commercial value, 98% of it has no continuing commercial value. So you extend these rights without there being any meaningful opportunity for people to clear the rights, because we don't even know who the owners of the rights are. So we can't use this work because of the legal burdens imposed upon it. And those legal burdens are not creating any new incentives. They're just taxing creative opportunities without producing any incentive on the other side. Now, if you focused on this question in a purely instrumental way and just asked, is this change in copyright law going to produce more good than harm? You would never adopt that change, because it's clearly not. But when you approach it from a religious perspective, should we be protecting intellectual property, then you never ask the question about the harm, because you just care about the idea of intellectual property. And that really ideological perspective, I think, is producing lots of harm in the context of the internet. Because the internet is creating all sorts of new ways to create and produce and share creativity that were never imagined by the framers of copyright laws from the 19th and 20th century. And unless we think critically about how these laws are inhibiting channels for creativity, the law will, you know, will kill off many of the opportunities before they even get a chance to take off. So the single important message, I think, is to think pragmatically, critically, about how intellectual property law is functioning, and not as an ideologue or not as a religious fanatic who has a very simple conception of intellectual property separated from consequences. There's one story that I heard once from a German experience that I think captures the whole point. There was a German professor testifying in some hearing of in the German parliamentary context. And a member asked the question, well, what would the consequence of this change in intellectual property be for economic growth? And the German law professor said, consequences are not my concern. My concern is the idea of intellectual property. It's that response that I think is fundamentally mistaken. Never should someone promoting regulation in this space be allowed to say, consequences are not your concern. The only concern we should have is the consequence of this regulation on the incentives for people to create and spread knowledge. And that is the single determinant of whether things, intellectual property should be extended or not. If we adopt that single rule, I think we'd have, of course, intellectual property regulation, but it would be radically different from the kind of intellectual property regulation we have right now.